Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Lots of sunshine today with daytime highs approaching 65. North winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Clear skies tonight, lows dip down to about 34. A mix of clouds and sun tomorrow, high of 64. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Right now, 48.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, the ongoing drought conditions have not been favorable to those that are trying to water their lawns or even those in the agricultural industry. But yet another hit has been happening when it comes to the water industry and the ag industry overall after nitrate pollution has forced many within central Kansas to shut off two of their wells, making up nearly one quarter of their total permissible water supply. Cake News reports that according to the city of Pratt, they say the state of Kansas overall will be helping afford the cost of drilling a new well in a different location with cleaner groundwater after the town of roughly 6,500 individuals will need to find a new way to cover the steep price of removing an increasingly widespread contamination from their drinking water. According to the officials, nitrate reaches waterways and groundwater from sources like feedlots, farm fertilizers, and leaky septic tanks. In other news, the Larned Police Department reported yesterday evening that they have worked with several Kansas law enforcement agencies to catch in a, quote, exceptionally dangerous fugitive in the community.
Do you suffer from numbness, tingling, burning, or cramping in your feet, hands, or legs? Midwest Pain Relief Center is effectively treating many cases with these exact symptoms, helping patients find relief without endless medications. If you're someone who deals with any of these symptoms, our program could be the answer you're looking for. Call today to schedule a consultation at 620-478-2878. That's 620-478-2878. You can visit our website at MidwestPainReliefCenter.com. Midwest Pain Relief Center, preserving joints and restoring lives.
Toppers Plus Truck and RV, your RV headquarters, now offers Rhino Linings EcoCoat, a spray-on roof lining to protect your RV from daily wear. It's 100% seamless, won't crack or peel, UV-resistant, lasts three times longer than a rubber roof with a Toppers Plus lifetime leak-free guarantee. Shop in-stock accessories including sewer and electrical items, freshwater hoses, stabilizing kits, block kits, AC filter parts, and RV decor. Get your free RV roof inspection at Toppers Plus Truck and RV, 333 Northwest Street, or toppersplusks.com.
Make your truck work for you!
Those that may take public transportation around the state of Kansas have an opportunity to have their input as the Kansas Department of Transportation is opening a statewide survey to help improve their public transportation services. As KSNT News reports that according to the press release that was announced on Monday from the Department of Transportation, they say they are launching the comprehensive survey that's open to anyone across the state of Kansas, however specifically geared towards those that often use public transportation and intercity bus services. In a statement from the KDOT Public Transportation Manager, Rena Hart, they say, quote, public transportation plays a crucial role in connecting communities and allowing access to essential services across the state. The feedback we receive will guide our efforts to create a more efficient, accessible, and responsive transit system that meets the diverse needs of our communities. In other news, the company of Evergy has announced that they will be building two 705-megawatt high-efficiency natural gas plants across the state of Kansas. Kansas Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Ever wonder about the true cost of replacing your home and all its contents? Concerned about liability if someone gets injured on your property? It's time to address these crucial questions. At Blue Valley Insurance, we specialize in home protection. From theft and vandalism to fire and storms, we've got your back. Let's craft a personalized plan tailored to your unique needs. Visit us at Blue Valley Insurance in Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, or Marysville.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. One individual has been recognized for his more than 24 years of service in forestry in the Sidney, Nebraska area. As according to the Panhandle News Channel Nebraska, Tom Van Siegern has been recognized for years of promoting forestry after Chrissy Land with the Nebraska Forest Service attended the Sidney City Council meeting earlier this week, recognizing him for the service that he's done.
These awards are given to individuals, groups, businesses, tree boards, and nonprofits that demonstrate their commitment to community forests. Nominations are accepted from the general public each summer, and recipients are recognized typically at our Tree City ceremonies. The recipients have been recognized for planting, promoting, and caring for trees through technical training, community projects, Arbor Day celebrations, excellent tree care, community service, and education.
They say the recognition was in conjunction with the Tree City ceremony as he talked about the importance of trees that were in the community. Mid-America Network News.
Donut Day is coming!
Donut Day? What's that?
Free donuts for Blue Valley customers.
October is National Cooperative Month, and Blue Valley Technologies is here to celebrate. Swing by on Friday, October 25th, before work or school for donuts, coffee, and hot apple cider. Drive through our west parking lot from 7 to 10 a.m. The first 25 people through get a free stocking hat.
Other various prizes are available.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Marshall County Health Department will take part in National Drug Take-Back Day Saturday, October 26th, and will also host a child's car check seat and be offering vaccinations. The clinic in Marysville will be open tomorrow from 10 to 2. You can drop off outdated or unused drugs for safe disposal, have your child's car seat checked, and complete vaccinations. The Marshall County Health Department in Marysville open Saturday from 10 to 2. Annual Fall Fest in Frankfort is planned Saturday with cornhole registration at 10. Fall Fest activities including vendors, food trucks, inflatables, a silent auction running from noon until 5. Costume contest and parade begins at 1:45 with trunk or treats for the youngsters. The Haunted Walking Trail begins with a Fearless Trail running 5:30 until 6:45 and the Haunted Trail 7:30 until 10:30. For information, on Facebook, go to Haunted Hayrack and Fall Fest. Activities planned this Saturday. Kansas Department of Transportation plans to begin a bridge replacement project on U.S. 77 in Marshall County on Monday, conditions permitting. The Deer Creek Bridge is located approximately a mile north of a K-233 and Cherokee Road intersection. Initial work will consist of constructing a shoefly detour to carry traffic through the area. Traffic impact should be minimal during this phase. Shoefly expected to be complete by early December. Traffic will be then shifted to the detour while reconstruction takes place. With work Monday through Friday during daylight hours, King Construction and Heston is the contractor on this $2.7 million project expected to be complete by July 2025. The Washington County Playground Project is the focus for our public affairs program airing this weekend on KNDY.
Well, 24 years ago, we had a very dedicated group of volunteers who gave countless hours and thousands of dollars to build the current playground that we have. And we've had lots, countless numbers of families create memories there and enjoy hours and hours and hours of playtime. And what's exciting for us is that some of the kiddos that this initial playground was built for are now on the committee and are moving forward with creating this project for the next several generations to come. Some of the kiddos that are on there, some have grandparents, some are grandparents, some are have kids of their own that are going to be playing on the playground. So really, it's a generational thing, and we're super excited that we can all be a part of it.
Join the conversation with Carolyn Scoville, a volunteer with the group for the Washington Playground Project, Saturday morning. Program airs at 7:10 on KNDY. See how you can get involved.
We will also be offering for sale bricks that can be engraved and will go be installed into a donor wall once the project is closer to being finished. We're going to start selling those bricks here in the next within the next few days. We'll have that information available on our city Facebook page and on our city website, and we'll have some samples of what the bricks are going to look like. They can purchase a 4x8 with some engraving, or they can purchase an 8x8 with engraving or with their logo on it. And any donation of $1,000 or more automatically gets an 8x8 brick listed on our donor wall.
Sherilyn M. Barnes, age 83, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10:30 at the Anders Fifely Funeral Home. Burial in the Randolph Fancy Creek Cemetery. Family will see friends Friday from 6 until 7 p.m. at the Anders Fifely Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Sherilyn Barnes. Eldor High Dunsing, age 92 of Bremen, passed away Thursday. Funeral service Monday, 10:30 at Emmanuel Hermansburg Lutheran Church, rural Bremen. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 4 until 9 p.m. at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Eldor Dunsing. Raymond P. Haas, age 79 of Blue Rapids, passed away October 19th. Memorial service is planned Monday, 11 a.m. at the New Hope Evangelical Presbyterian Church in Blue Rapids. Christy Anders Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Raymond Haas. Leona High Meyer, age 84 of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Mount Calvary Lutheran Church, Marysville. Burial in the Trinity Lutheran Cemetery, rural Hanover. Visitation Friday, 2 until 9 p.m. Family will see friends Friday from 5 until 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville in charge of arrangements for Leona Meyer. Kurt D. Stewart, age 70 of Frankfurt, passed away October 22nd. Funeral arrangements pending, with the Patton Funeral Chapel in charge for Kurt Stewart. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu for today, fried chicken, mashed potatoes, peas and peaches. Monday's menu, chicken fried steak, mashed potatoes, green beans, and fruit cocktail. KNDY News time is 7:15.
Agriculture. Our country was built on it. Our children are fed by it. No one quite understands the unique needs of the farmer like United Bank and Trust. Whether you raise crops or livestock, you need the right equipment at the right time. Our ag loans can help you acquire and maintain that equipment when and where you need it. Contact one of our experienced ag lenders today. United Bank and Trust. Banking for your way of life. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Sunshine today with our highs in the mid-60s and lower 70s. North winds between 10 and 15 and gusting as high as 25. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Staying sunny into Saturday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Saturday night with our lows in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Sunny and warmer as we head into Sunday with our highs in the lower to upper 70s. Partly cloudy skies throughout Sunday night with our lows in the mid to upper 50s. South winds between 5 and 10 and gusting as high as 25. Warmer throughout Monday, partly sunny with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. South winds between 10 and 20 and gusting as high as 30. Partly cloudy skies throughout Monday night with our lows in the upper 50s and mid 60s. South winds still around 15 and gusting as high as 35. Mostly sunny skies throughout Tuesday with our highs in the upper 70s and lower 80s. Then a slight chance for some scattered showers and thunderstorms Tuesday night, partly cloudy with our lows in the mid 40s and mid 50s. And more scattered showers possible throughout Wednesday. I'm meteorologist Kara Foster.
The average high temperature, late October 66, record high on this date 91, the average low 41, and the record low 23. Sunrise this morning 7:46, sunset this evening at 6:37. It's 48 degrees this hour. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 25th of October. KNDY News time 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Hi, this is Morgan Reed. Medicare annual enrollment is October 15th through December 7th. This is the time of year you can change your prescription drug plan, switch from original Medicare to a Medicare Advantage plan, or switch from a Medicare Advantage plan back to original Medicare. As your local agent, I can help enroll you in a plan that fits your needs. My goal is to assist our community in making sure that everyone has access to the proper type of health coverage. Find your coverage your way with Reed Insurance.
I'm Jim Baskel, and we get it started with kickoff for week 8 in the NFL.
Here it is. Vikings bring three. Stafford well protected. He drills one right side end zone. Caught! DeMarcus Robinson with his second of the half. He flings it into the stands. 720.
Yeah, that's 710 ESPN LA. DeMarcus Robinson caught two of Matthew Stafford's four touchdowns. Rams over the Vikings 30-20. Cooper Kupp caught a touchdown pass. Puka Nacua 106 receiving yards in their returns from injury. Rams winning back-to-back games for the first time this season. From the college ranks, Pitt had three pick sixes as they roll by Syracuse 41-13, improved to 7-0 for the first time since 1982. Kyle McCord threw five picks in all. Speaking of three, NBA Klay Thompson set a Dallas record for three-pointers in his debut with six. Mavericks beat the Spurs 120-109 in his first game after 13 seasons with Golden State. He scored 22 points. Jason Tatum at 25. Jaylen Brown 27. Boston cruising past Washington 122-102. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander at 28. Chet Holmgren 25. Oklahoma City past Denver 102-87 in the season opener for both. Anthony Edwards hit a pair of free throws with 2.4 to go. Minnesota spoiling Sacramento's opener, beating the Kings 117-115. Julius Randle led the winners with 33 points. Don't forget, the World Series is on ESPN Radio. Catch all the action 7 Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app for Game 1 featuring Aaron Judge and Shohei Ohtani. Judge, 58 home runs. Ohtani, 54 home runs. It's the first fall classic with two 50 home run hitters facing off. Your mound matchup, Jack Flaherty, who won his only career start against the Yankees in 23, against Garrett Cole, a sub-3 ERA in 20 postseason starts.
Pluto TV is a place for movie fans like me.
And TV fans like me.
They've got something for everyone, and it's free.
I love free, and I love Jersey Shore.
For me, it's The Godfather.
SpongeBob SquarePants, I am Patrick. Patrick is me.
Oh, Forrest Gump, come on.
Criminal Minds, solving crime after bedtime.
Whatever you love to watch, Pluto TV makes it easy with thousands of free movies and shows.
Pluto TV, stream now, pay never.
Everyone on the road is trying to make it to their destination safely. You can help by staying aware of the large trucks and buses around you. They take longer to stop, have large blind spots, and make wide turns that require caution from other drivers. It takes all of us working together to share the road safely. Learn more at www.sharetheroadsafely.gov. Paid for by FMCSA.
Friday night football action. Marysville kicks off at Clay Center. Bulldog football live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Abilene's at Wamego, Chapman at Rock Creek, Concordia hosting Norton. In our Friday feature game, Axtell kicks off at Frankfort live on FM 95.5. Hanover entertains Lynn. Washington County is host Sylvan Lucas. Valley Heights travels to Marion. Centralia's at Riverside. Diller O'Dell will host Parkview Christian. Join us for our K-Preps pregame show Friday evening at 6, the TPL roundup at 6:30, with 7 o'clock kickoffs on air online and on our mobile app.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. A mixed day for the major indexes. The S&P 500 rebounded for its first positive day in a week. It had been dragged down by higher rates and lackluster earnings. The S&P gained 12 points, the NASDAQ soared 139, and the Dow lost 140. The best-performing stock in the S&P was Tesla. It surged more than 20% after posting third-quarter results that beat analyst expectations. Molina Healthcare also had a double-digit gain on better-than-expected earnings. The Biden administration is launching an investigation into the state of competition in air travel, including the effect of mergers and joint ventures. The investigations by the Justice Department's Antitrust Division and the Transportation Department. A Las Vegas jury has delivered a $5.2 billion award against a former Las Vegas-based bottled water company, Affinity Lifestyles. It was found responsible for liver damage in customers before the water was recalled in 2021. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Celebrate 35 years in business with Seneca Furniture's anniversary sale. Browse their two locations. Take advantage of mattress sale specials. Register for free prizes and enjoy complimentary refreshments while you shop leading names including Ashley, Lazy Boy, Best Home Furnishings, Sealy, and Forever Bed. Open weekdays 9 to 7, Saturdays 9 to 2. Sale ends October 26th. Russ Dieters with Seneca Furniture says thanks for 35 years and going strong at Seneca Furniture.
For fast and reliable towing service, look towards Crownover Auto Sales in Marysville. This is Andrew Crownover. With our 24/7 towing service, if you're stuck on the side of the road, just call 785-713-0562 and we'll come pick you up. More than just towing, we can service and repair any problem or take your vehicle to the shop of your choice. If you find yourself on the side of the road, call on Crownover.
Good Friday morning. Sam Speck with your latest agricultural news here on the Mid-America Ag Network. Farm debt could grow next year without a farm bill. That's according to an ag economist who testified recently before the House Agriculture Committee. The damage being done to the farm economy without an updated farm bill is real, and it could get worse. That's according to Dr. Ronald Rainey from the University of Arkansas. He's a professor and vice president of the university.
The current environment has placed increasing pressure on producers' balance sheets, forcing them to increase farm debt levels as they attempt to survive the current economic challenges. Across all ag sectors and types of production, farm profitability remains a challenge.
USDA projects a 25% plus $43 billion drop in net farm income this year, or $90 billion combined over the last 2 years, which is the largest in history. Rainey says high input costs and plummeting prices are squeezing producers currently.
In response to this profitability squeeze, farmers have been increasing debt levels. A recent article from Kansas City Fed details recent changes in farm debt levels and highlights increased debt levels, especially among small and mid-sized farms.
Steady increases at commercial banks are taking place amid continued growth in farm operating debt. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley has heard similar accounts at meetings with his state's bankers and farm credit system lenders.
We have heard statements that it's going to be more expensive to borrow, and it's going to be more borrowing necessary.
Once again, we just heard some audio most recently from Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, as well as University of Arkansas professor and vice president Dr. Ronald Rainey. Now, American Farm Bureau President Zippy Duvall has stressed the need for a modernized farm bill. Otherwise, lacking the certainty of a new farm bill, bankers could make it harder for farmers to secure operating loans coming up in 2025. Sam Speck with your Ag News right here on the Mid-America Ag Network.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Shelby Varner. Grain sorghum is considered a hardy crop. However, that does not mean it's reaching its highest potential. Managing Director of the Center for Grain Sorghum Improvement, Sarah Sexton Bowser, explains research that she did to see if it has yielded its best and improvements that have been done over the years.
We found that, in fact, sorghum has not yet hit that pinch point. 70% is typically, across the literature, is where we start to see that pinch point of if current yields are 70% of your yield potential. That's where you start to see that stagnation. And sorghum, from a yield potential, wire-limited yield potential, sorghum is 49%. So we still have an opportunity to continue to improve yields within the sorghum crop, and there's still continued gap for farmers to raise their current yields relative to water-limited potential.
She discusses how growers are using this crop in Kansas.
If you're going to make an investment in a crop, you need to understand where you are today. And so we have, with this work, a really nice canvas to say, here's where the crop is, here's where the gap is, let's think about what we can do going forward. And some of the recommendations we have, they're twofold, and they represent some diverging trends that we identified in this paper. Farmers are starting to use this crop really to intensify in pretty water-limited environments, really just helping farmers when they have water limitation, they're moving sorghum in, helping them understand what is their degree of reliability that they can intensify given their conditions and where are those windows where that makes the most sense.
There is a part of Kansas that has more distance to cover to reach sorghum's yield potential.
Well, we still haven't reached that 70%. In eastern Kansas, we do have a narrower exploitable yield, indicating that we have seen a much more concentrated improvement of yield opportunity in water limitation, but under moderate water limitation of eastern Kansas, we haven't seen the magnitude of exploitable yield increases. And so we recommend that sorghum as a crop work to concentrate on areas with moderate water limitation to increase yields in those areas. We recognize it's a small crop, so we, you know, strongly encourage combinations of public-private partnerships. That way we can have an industry for sorghum that has a strong footing across the entire state of Kansas, as well as in other regions.
That was Sarah Sexton Bowser, Managing Director of the Center for Sorghum Improvement at K-State, as she explained her recent research titled Yield Gap Analysis for Rain-Fed Grain Sorghum in Kansas. I'm Shelby Varner, and this has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram knows the members of the area FFA chapters are developing skills for leadership and career success through agricultural education, and wants to wish them good luck at the National Convention in Indianapolis. From Twin Rivers Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram in Beatrice, where value meets values.
One thing that makes autumn special is its unique aromas. Some reflections on the smells of the season today from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Have you ever tried to buy gold and silver and felt like you were talking to a used car salesman? That's because the precious metals industry is like the Wild West. Salesmen can say pretty much anything or make any promise they want without repercussion. But Genesis Gold Group is different. They're a faith-driven Christian precious metals company and believe in educating their customers, not pressuring them for a quick sale. Genesis Gold Group focuses on customer service, not sleazy marketing. Genesis Gold Group is named after the first book of the Bible for a reason. Proper stewardship of wealth is their specialty. Find out why they've earned a 5 out of 5 rating through the Better Business Bureau and how they can help you secure your wealth or retirement through physical precious metals. Call right now to learn more.
800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. 800-603-5815. That's 800-603-5815.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, October 25th, the 299th day of the year. Actress Marion Ross has a birthday, and painter Pablo Picasso was born on this day in 1881. If there is such a thing as the best season for fragrances, fall may very well get our vote. Decaying leaves over ripened fruit, campfire smoke, and seasonal spices are all signature smells. But there is also some science that explains why our nose might experience autumn differently. Odor chemicals move more slowly in cool, dry air. Intense summer odors like vehicle exhaust or neglected garbage dumpsters recede into the background, making it easier for our nose to single out the pleasing ones. So take a deep breath and enjoy the aromas of the season while they're here. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To find more fun facts to share, visit almanac.com.
731 from KNDY, it's 48 degrees. Seasonal highs back in the 60s today. Tomorrow, a bit of warm-up, perhaps Sunday into the 70s.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, it's week number 8 of the regular season for the NFL as the Kansas City Chiefs are going into it sitting undefeated, still 6-0. One of the only teams in the NFL to be able to go into the next week undefeated right now as they are in Las Vegas taking on the Las Vegas Raiders with kickoff on Sunday afternoon at 3:30. And after the Raiders' loss in their former hometown last weekend against the L.A. Rams, some are saying this is a bit of a lopsided week for both teams.
And the glaring mismatch in this game, their defense, 5th in points per game allowed versus a Vegas offense, 26th in scoring. And securely in the hands of Gardner Minshew now, who comes in off a 3 INT outing, no touchdowns, a 21 rating, just 4.5 per attempt.
That audio from the NFL Network. The Chiefs right now obviously are sitting atop the AFC West undefeated at 6-0 right now. The Raiders are at the bottom of the AFC West at 2-5 for their regular season. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Ever wonder how a wind turbine works or how internet service gets to your house? Did you know you can get paid to fly drones or solve computer crimes? This is Felipe, the host of Cool Careers Episode 7. I'd like to invite you to learn about these really cool jobs through Cool Careers, a series for Kansas kids that stars real Kansas kids, like me. New episodes drop September 9th on HigherPaths.com and your local PBS member station.
Sponsored by HigherPaths and aired in cooperation with this station.
After the Big 12 Media Days this week, with college basketball getting underway here in just a couple of weeks, the Kansas State Wildcats say that they've officially rebuilt their roster once again and are looking forward to a big season coming up for 2024.
This year, the whole summer was about an abundance. We want an abundance. And so that when life hits it or injuries happen, that we still have a roster that can get us to the NCAA tournament. I think we have that.
I know these guys are super passionate and these guys want to win. And I also wanted to add a value to a program. I wanted to add value to K-State because I feel like they deserve it. And hopefully, you know, that wish will come true this year.
I mean, it's the reason I came back, this coaching staff. They meant a lot to me, both on the court and off the floor. They really want the best for you. That's really important to me.
That audio from WIBW News. Kansas State starts off their regular season of college basketball on Tuesday, November 5th, with tip-off at 7 p.m. at home against New Orleans.
In this Friday's Marysville Dental Care Game of the Week on KNDY FM 95.5, it's a state-ranked matchup as 6-1 Frankfort plays host to 7-0 Axtell on senior night. Carrying in their state record 46-game winning streak, head coach for Axtell Eric Detweiler knows an explosive Frankfort offense will be no easy task to slow down.
You know, they got speed, you know, they can pass it over top of you, they can run it around the outside, and then Lane's, you know, obviously a big physical kid where he can run up the middle on you. So, we definitely have our hands full with their athletes and their athleticism that they have on their side of the ball.
On the home sideline, head coach Nick Anderson and his team has been focused on the task at hand all week, looking for their first win over Axtell since 2020.
In our two games last year against them, not necessarily sure we competed real well, so that's, you know, been a goal and a focus is to come out and compete and give them our best effort and go from there.
Opposite of our game of the week broadcast, the 6-1 Marysville Bulldogs match up against 3-4 Clay Center on AM 1570 FM 94.1. With home playoff implications riding on this contest, Bulldogs head coach Tony Trimble sees a test in the Tigers.
I would say that they got to be one of the best, if not the best, 3-4 team in the state of Kansas. They're extremely talented. They've played deep into the playoffs the last few years, so they have big game experience. So I'm looking for this to be a really exciting, fun football game.
Coverage starts this Friday at 6 p.m. with a statewide look-in leading up to pregame for both broadcasts around 6:45. Your home for high school coverage is KNDY.
Friday night football action, Marysville kicks off at Clay Center. Bulldog football live on AM 1570, FM 94.1. Abilene's at Wamego, Chapman at Rock Creek, Concordia hosting Norton. In our Friday feature game, Axtell kicks off at Frankfort live on FM 95.5. Hanover entertains Lynn, Washington County is host Sylvan Lucas. Valley Heights travels to Marion, Centralia's at Riverside. Diller O'Dell will host Parkview Christian. Join us for our K-Preps pregame show Friday evening at 6, the TPL roundup at 6:30, with 7 o'clock kickoffs on air online and on our mobile app.
KNDY.